Steve and Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, are land acquisitions seasonal?
Are they?
I don't really think so.
And
I know you do.
Well, it actually has been the opposite.
What?
Wait a minute. You're the one who used to think that it stopped over the holidays, and I used to have to talk you out of it.
We'll talk about it in a second.
He's changed. He's coming over to my side now.
I think there's opportunity all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, however, I do see huge dips in land sales during the holidays and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Jill disagrees.
We'll talk.
I think houses sell like hotcakes during we'll figure it out.
We'll talk.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Marcus asks, I offered 73,000...
73,632. $73,000.
Okay. I need funding for 59 acres in East Central Tennessee. The owner inherited the property and accepted the price. On Lands of America, in the .com, the land selling website, in the town that this parcel sits, there are 11 comps in the 50 to 65 acre range, and the cheapest being $125,000. For 58 acres. So I'm thinking there may be a way to get this done. However, near the road, the property surrounds a trailer that sits on it on its own 2 acres, and it appears that the owner has made a mess. Okay, so I have a couple things going on here. Okay, so number one, we're talking about just the offer price and what's out there available. So I'm gonna address that first. I wanna come, if the cheapest out there is $125,000 for the similar size, similar property area, and that's, you've looked everywhere, you know, and you've come up with like at least 10 comps, let's say, and this is the cheapest of those 10, I still wanna be under that one. So you need to get it, you need to get it at a good price that you can make enough profit and be under that. So in this situation, if you're buying it for $73,000, you're not gonna double your money because you're not gonna be under it. But maybe you'd be happy making $30,000, and that would work.
Well,
buy it
said.
For $73,000, sell it for $103,000. You're cheaper than everybody else out there. I'm good with that.
So, me too.
Now the second thing is that it's the property surrounds a trailer. So that's very interesting. So it's not actually on the property, but kind of nearby somebody made a mess. You know, I don't really think about this.
I read this, that somebody's making a mess on his property.
It's near the road. However, near the road, the property surrounds a trailer that sits on its own 2 acres.
Okay. Oh, I see.
And apparently the owner has made a mess.
Okay.
So basically we have a messy neighbor. So I'm still not that, you know what? Because let's think about this. 2 acres and it's 59 acres. Could I find somewhere to position my house on 59 acres so I don't look at the messy 2 acres? I probably could.
Yep.
I think I could. So
bigger question is, what's this neighborhood like? You know, and does it justify the price?
Right.
You know, I'm not a big fan of what's everybody's personal story before I buy a property.
True.
It's really about dollars per square foot or dollars per acre, depending on where you're
it's
looking.
True.
So it looks like this deal passes all the tests.
Yeah.
It's impossible for us to say, yeah, you should absolutely buy it without really looking at the mapping situation, the flooding situation and all that. But this looks like a darn good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbor situation, to directly answer your question, couldn't care less.
Yep. Thank you.
Today's topic, are land acquisitions seasonal? This is the meat of the show.
So back in the day, when we started doing deals together years and years and years ago, I remember you had experienced holiday slumps, I think, and things like that. And you used to say back in the day that you would almost close down the office for 2 weeks over Christmas.
We did close the office down, and every single time we did it, we don't do that anymore. Every single time we did it, you know, I'm like, you know, this is probably the end of my career.
Oh, because you didn't think it would come back.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The phone stopped ringing. No one was calling back on the mailers. Everything we were selling on the internet went dark.
Well, I came along and I'm like, we're not doing that. And you know what? Guess what? And then the whole experience of Land Academy, we've talked about this several times with our members. Most of them do not also. And we've all had discussions about this in great detail on our member calls. And a lot of people can stand up and say, yeah, I sold that one on Christmas Eve. I sold that one on Christmas Day. I sold that one the day after Christmas. So I personally do not see any real tragic holiday depressions. Having said that, there are times that things do slow down. I have totally noticed that. Like, we were just talking about it in June. You know, kids are getting out of school, graduations, things like that. Several of us noticed a little bit of a decline, not like close up shop, but a little bit of decline on sales. Big deal. And then it comes right back up. You know, and then when people are going back to school, maybe a little bit of that, but it's nothing worth closing up shop. Because it's funny, you say that, and then you're like we were just talking about, and then you find you're eating your words and you sell a property on Christmas. You're like, never mind. So, and then the seasonal part with the snow, I do know, based on your experience, that most people, when they're looking at property, they're not looking to buy the snow-blasted tundra that they can't get to, you know, 3 months out of the year. So when you post a property for sale, even though that's an accurate description of the property right now and today, those are not the photos I would put on there to show what the property looks like. I would put photos to show what's possible.
I agree.
Find some photos of the area, blue sky, things like that, of like, look how beautiful, dreamy this is, you know, in May kind of thing. And look when the flowers are blooming on your gorgeous property. That's what I would do.
Jill's from California, and let's face it, she doesn't understand seasons. I'm from Michigan.
That's the whole problem right now. What's the seasons? It's great, and then it's January. That's about it.
It's 68 where we live in the wintertime and 72 in the summertime, and it's a big change for Jill.
Yes.
Trust me. It's a huge wardrobe change and a lot of talking about cold and hot.
Thank you. What kind of a sweater do I need today? Like a full-on windbreaker or just a light sweater? Will a jean jacket cut it?
I'm from Michigan, and so in the winter it's 20 below, and in the summer it's, you know, 110 with 100% humidity. Here's the facts. It's tougher to sell rural vacant land and infill lots in the wintertime because there's no real development that goes on at that time. For the same reason that you know, we used to track, as crazy as it sounds, track the crime rate in Detroit when the weather got good, and it just goes through the ceiling.
Yeah.
So people just get out, they get let out of their cage.
Yeah.
So yes, I believe that while it's not gonna make or break your career, there's some seasonal issues that go on with land sales. Not land acquisitions, but land sales.
Okay. Hey, I will say this about land acquisitions, though, a nice little tip. It's fun. Towards the end of the year, easier to get properties. If people want to get them off their books, get paid out for the end of the year. Also, tax time.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Actually, Jill, that's actually well said.
I've had a lot of good things at the end of the year. And I swear, between Christmas and New Year's, that's it. I really think that I see a lot of sales happening right between them.
I always
used to joke that, you know, Christmas is over, the presents are open, the kids are at home, dad's hiding in his office looking for property.
Yeah, or whatever his hobby is.
Exactly. Thank you.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. Join us next time for another interesting episode.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That's good.
No announcements today?
I think I do. Hold, thank you for asking. Oh yeah. Check this out. Hey, if this is not enough of seeing us, you can really see us and meet us and hang with us and learn from us in person. Check out landinvestorslive.com. It is not sold out. We're about, I think, halfway there. So check it out, landinvestorslive.com. It's a live event that we're doing. We do one a year, the first weekend in October, and it's awesome.
They always sell out.
Yeah.
Every event we've ever done, it sells out.
Exactly.
And it's a blast. We've got our advanced members will be there giving presentations on their little niches and stuff. So it's not just Jill and I.
Exactly.
It's with a lot of other people in the industry that really understand this left and right.
We know
if you're serious about your career as a land investor, there's no other event like this anywhere in the country.
What's funny about this is, you know, we say, and Stephen will say here in a minute, you're not alone in your real estate ambition. This is the way to see that you're not alone.
Yeah.
Come to a live event. You'll be filled with a room of people that are like really doing this with you, and you'll learn that you're not alone. And you maybe, if you need a business partner or there's something missing in your setup, you might meet that person there. It happens all the time.
Yep.
Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.